Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Frank and Cliff sent me a note and said, "Hey, Steve, check out the story from Fox News. The Supreme Court has decided that the case in California was something they needed to look at and talk about because a man was charged $23,000 by the county to build on his own land. And if you've ever had the opportunity to have something built and you have to deal with the local municipality with building inspectors and permits and so on, you can kind of feel the man's pain. He twice lost in lower courts in his suit against El Dorado County. He wanted to build on his own property, and they said, oh, you can do that. There's just a fee, a $23,000 fee. So the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that fees that governments charge, even those imposed by a legislature, must be based on an actual adverse impact. So if it's an inspection fee, a couple hundred bucks might make sense. But if it's going to, like, I don't know, impact local traffic patterns, then it might be more than that. But they can't just yank numbers out of thin air. In other words, building permit fees, for example, can't cost more than any damage the public might face from development. So holding building permits hostage in exchange for excessive development fees is obviously extortion, says the attorney who represented the plaintiff in the Supreme Court case. We're thrilled that the court agreed to put a stop to a blatant attempt to skirt the Fifth Amendment's prohibition against taking private property without just compensation. What the man's getting at is that if you have a piece of property and they don't want you to build on it, they can just jack up the fee to where you can't pay it and go, oh, well, if you know you can't pay the fee, that's too bad. And if you can't do what you want with your own property, that's a form of taking. So in 2016, the man bought a vacant lot in the county in California near Lake Tahoe. He planned to build a house for his retirement after working for 50 years in construction. Man thought it was time to take a break. He was told he'd have to pay traffic impact mitigation fees of over $23,000 to obtain a building permit. County legislature created the fee a few years ago to help pay for road work. That's when I started getting pissed off, the man said. I said, this is ridiculous. So he paid the fee, but then he sued the county. The local government argued that its traffic impact mitigation fee was needed to pay for road maintenance and was similar to fees that fund parks and police departments. But of course, the problem is that one house on one road, is it going to cause that much impact to the road? So the man who just spoke a second ago, the attorney, agreed that governments should be allowed to use taxpayer money to fund services, but he argued that this traffic impact mitigation fee from the county was unconstitutional because the amount wasn't tied to any actual estimated damage. They just yanked the number out of thin air. The lower courts sided with the county because this fee was actually described by the legislature and was approved. And so they said, well, if it's okay in Sacramento, it's okay here. And the Supreme Court rejected that argument and said, in sum, there's no basis for affording property rights less protection in the hands of legislators than administrators. They're saying, look, it doesn't matter. Remember, the Constitution protects you against government overreach. Government overreach could come from the executive branch or from the legislative branch. The takings clause applies equally to both, which means that it prohibits legislatures and agencies alike from imposing unconstitutional conditions on land use permits. The administrator for the county said the local government was pleased with the decision, noting that it answers only a narrow question on which the parties have already agreed. So they're claiming there was no controversy, but of course, the question is, does the man get his money back? It explicitly leaves open the county's other strong defenses and casts no doubt on whether local governments can continue to impose reasonable permitting conditions on new development under their traditional land use authority, as the county has done here. The county looks forward to defending its program in any further litigation. Now, you might say, but Steve, what further litigation? The Supreme Court just ruled. Well, the Supreme Court answered the question, but has sent the case back down to the lower court with instructions to follow their instructions. Okay? So here's what we want you guys to look at to determine what the fee ought to be. There, in the lower court, the case will be determined by the court to see whether the fee is subject to the unconstitutional conditions doctrine, which requires government fees to be proportionate to adverse impacts caused by development. If it is, then the court will consider whether the fee was proportional to the traffic impact caused by the man building his 1,800-square-foot manufactured home. The guy's going to drop an 1,800-square-foot manufactured home on the spot. It's apparently just a single-family dwelling. And the question is, will his single dwelling on that road cause an adverse impact that would make sense for him to have to pay a $23,000 fee? And so theoretically, a court could still rule on this and go, yeah, you still owe the money. But not based on just the fact that the law says so, but based on the fact that the municipality has proven a connection. And that was the big distinction here. And I know a lot of people are going to get lost on this, but it's important to understand. The Supreme Court is saying they can't just yank numbers out of thin air. The numbers have got to be based on something and tied to some kind of proportionality that we can measure. And so if someone's going to put a building here, what impact will it have on the local area? And the best example I can think of, although this is commercial, not, you know, just regular people, but Chick-fil-A famously will come into town and put in a restaurant. And so much traffic will be showing up for their business that they wind up having to do things like put traffic cops out in front to direct traffic. And next thing you know, there's a line of cars out the parking lot, out into the road, and down the block. That's a traffic impact, my friends. Somebody needs to take a look at that and go, okay, what can we do to make this better? And by the way, who should pay for it? And most people say, well, if your business causes that kind of a problem, maybe your business should pay for it. But here it's one guy and his house, and I don't know if he's got a family or not, but let's face it, you know, husband, wife, even a couple kids, isn't going to create so much traffic on that road that, like, oh my gosh, we've got another house here. What are we going to do? How are we going to handle all the traffic? And so that right there is the real problem. And I've heard of different fees being charged by different counties. We've spoken before about the places up in the Northwest where they say, oh, you want to build a house, you've got to put money into a fund to help homeless people. And you go, what? I'm building a house, which technically speaking means I'm adding to the housing supply, so I should be helping the housing situation. Yeah, but you're not homeless because right now you live in another home. Yeah, but when I move into my new home, it frees up a home. I actually am helping the situation. They go, no. We want you to put money into a fund so we can help the homeless people. Okay, that's very nice that you want to do that, but why should a person who's applying for a building permit have to pay that fee? What's the connection? And so unfortunately, there are people in government who get in a position where they go, well, if we had more money, here's how we would spend it. Gee, that would be cool if we could spend our money that way. How do we get more money? And they, fees and taxes and so on. So it's a problem. But the Supreme Court has said that they can't just yank numbers out of thin air. It's got to have some connection between what they claim it's costing and the amount they're charging you. And so now it's going to go back to the trial court for the trial court to determine whether or not there actually is an impact here of $23,000 by this one guy building his home on the piece of property that was otherwise vacant. So I agree with the ruling by the Supreme Court. It's just a matter now of what happens at the trial court. And for those of you following along at home, yes, the guy paid the money, lost in court, wound up in the Supreme Court and won. It's being sent back down where he could lose again. He had to appeal it and take it right back up again. So that's why some of these cases just never end. So Supreme Court decides case of California man charged $23,000 by county to build on his own land. Case is going back down for a court to determine, based on new rules from the Supreme Court, whether or not that all makes sense. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. On the other hand, you have different fingers.